And talking about the teaching facilities reminds me that in this new academic year that is about to begin in September, two very important campaign promises of the new Patriotic Party and myself are going to be met. The first, because of the importance that I place on education, in both cases, but the first would be the free senior high school policy. You know how much I have been abused and traduced. I've been vilified. I'm doing it for politics. I'm trying to buy votes. I can't do it. I'm lying to the people of Ghana. By the grace of the Almighty and the energy of the Minister for Education, Matthew Poku Prempeh, in September, the free senior high school policy is going to start. Again, we committed ourselves to restoring the nurses and teacher training allowances. Because we felt that it was important that the state continues to support the emergence of these very important people in our society, our nurses and teachers. Again, I'm happy to inform you that the budget, the Asempa budget that Ofori-Atta read in March, has made provision at the beginning of this new academic year, the nurses and teacher training allowances are going to be restored and so on. So, I want the people of Ghana to look upon me as a man of my word, of somebody who tells the truth, and what he promises, he delivers. We have to rebuild the health infrastructure of our country. 27 million people, first nation in sub-Saharan Africa to get independence. Our health infrastructure should be much better than it is at the moment. We begin not just with the physical rehabilitation, but also the preparation of the human material in our healthcare delivery system. And then also the rehabilitation and revival of our national health insurance scheme. It was Kufuor's great legacy to our nation. I was a member of the cabinet that passed the measures that brought about the NHIS. We are back in office. Those of us who worked with Kufuor, it is our duty to restore the national health insurance scheme back to full health and vitality. And that is what we're going to do. You heard the minister outline the measures that is going to be taken to do so. It's extremely important that in this period of transition, reform, and rehabilitation, that we have the full understanding and support of the people of our country, especially of you, the health professionals. It's not going to be easy. Our public finances have been in a poor state. Unfortunately, I did not inherit a treasury filled with a lot of money. I inherited a bankrupt treasury with a lot of debt. But I'm not intimidated by the debt. I think anybody with a good heart, good head, and determination, you can turn debt into money. And that's what I intend to do for the people of Ghana. But I need your support and understanding. We're going to do our very best to give this nation a first-class health delivery system that the people of Ghana deserve. And we're going to do so with your active support and participation. You are some of the most important people in any society, and certainly here in Ghana, our health professionals, doctors, nurses, paramedicals, all of you together, student trainees and the rest of you, you represent a huge and important human capital for the development of our country. And I want you to know that you have a government in place that is going to give you the maximum support so that you can do your work well for the benefit of our people and the health of our nation. I'm really, really, really happy and very privileged that I've had the opportunity to come and visit with you here. May the good Lord continue to bless you and the work that you're doing in our nation now. Thank you. And may God bless you.